Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Hey, this is Mitch. I'm late sitting in for Dr. James Fetzer as I was delayed at the hospital. So anyway, we're here now, finally. I'm not a very happy camper all kinds of rounds because of the communication problems caused by just plain effing idiots. So everybody, hey, Jim left me a message this morning. Hey, all right. What'd Jim say? I don't know if you guys can hear this. Can you hear that? All right, I got to share my screen, I think, so you guys can hear this. Let's do this. So, anyway, oh, come on. What is with this computer? Okay. Let's get over here. We can listen to Jim's message that he sent me. I haven't listened to this yet. He just sent it 10:30 this morning.
Mitchell, it's Jim. I got home about 4 p.m. yesterday. Doing okay. I don't know how long recovery is going to take. I hope not forever. But I just wanted to say hi and how much I appreciate you taking the show.
All right. So
keep on trucking, my friend. Keep on trucking. Give me a holler anytime you like. Thanks.
All right. So there's Jim. He's on the hill. He's at home. And he's making progress. He is probably wondering, I hope he didn't listen in at 10 o'clock because everybody called, where the hell's your show, Jim? Jim, where is your show? Well, that would be me. I had to go to the hospital, take somebody to the hospital at 8:15 this morning for allegedly an hour to an hour and a half procedure. As it turns out, they didn't get finished till noon. Actually, they did an extra procedure before she left. So, anyway, there you have it. Okay. So let's get into news and information. Let's get rolling. Let's get rolling right along here. And see anybody. There's Todd sent me a story, leadstories.com and Revolution Radio and letters to government in Australia. But, yeah. So I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get over here and find out what latest news and information we got that's coming out. I don't worry too much about the Russia stuff because when all of those armies are moving and it's basically almost an unstoppable thing. Okay. We do have evidence now direct evidence that Merrick Garland, Attorney General of the United States, is a liar and has has been caught lying and is certainly now close to impeachment. Yes, Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland has been caught lying to Congress. Wasn't long ago, whistleblowers came forward and said that Merrick Garland was not telling the truth, that the Justice Department, whether it was in California or District of Criminals, had blocked attempts to bring charges against Hunter Biden. Yeah. The New York Times published a story about said corruption. However, the New York Times, in typical deep state mockingbird media fashion, buried the lead of the story 21 paragraphs down the story. Okay? 21, I'm typing in elements so I can get over there to that revolution.radio chat room. So Merrick Garland has been busted big time. Okay. So Garland, it was said in the bombshell report in mid-2022, Mr. Weiss reached out to top federal prosecutor in Washington, Matthew Graves, to ask his office to pursue charges against Hunter Biden and was rebuffed. According to Shapley's testimony, Gary Shapley, a similar request by prosecutors of the Central District of California, which includes Los Angeles, was also rejected. A second former IRS official who has not been identified told House Republicans the same story. Look, we also have, there should be an ongoing IRS criminal probe into the Clinton Foundation, which is also being cock-blocked by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Internal Revenue Service, and of course, the U.S. Justice Department. That at this episode, where the charges were rejected, was confirmed independently to the New York Times by another person with knowledge to the situation. It's even more problematic for Attorney General Garland, who had requested to be special prosecutor status and was denied. Garland appeared to be irate at the suggestion that Weiss was denied any opportunity to bring any charges anywhere. Garland said, "As I said on the outset, Mr. Weiss was appointed by President Trump as the U.S. Attorney in Delaware and assigned this matter during the previous administration. Denial and push off, automatic fact, Garland is a effing lying piece of shite." Okay? Would be permitted to continue his investigation and make a decision to prosecute any way in which he wanted to or in any district in which he wanted to. I don't know how it would be possible for anybody to block him from bringing a prosecution given that he has this authority. And that's a lie. That is a lie. Weiss can bring charges in Delaware, not just anywhere. I got to be careful because I want to spit some F-bombs out. Anyway, yeah, here late. Anyway, so I hope you all are doing well. Studio B, yes. I don't know what's going over on Studio A. I'm just kind of looking in the chat room. I see Popsicle Toes and Fleeced and such. So, what else we got going on here? Anyway, so will Garland be impeached? I don't believe it's worthy impeaching Garland before you impeach the pedophile president of the United States of America. I think you should leave the corrupt bastard, along with Christopher Wray, along with Merrick Garland. They should be left in charge of those agencies, and they should be spied upon by every available resource that the United States government has. They should put a microscope and examine closely everything that they do and they have done. If you want to catch people that are, how should we say it? Yeah. If you want to bring people to justice, you can't play childish games. That's what I would say. Anyway, Trump's lawyer rages over the leaked classified document tape, which evidently drew no charges. Of course, this will never happen because this is standard procedure, media leak strategy to destroy people who will not play ball with the New World Order. Dictator in Ukraine. Zelensky says no elections until the war is over. If we have martial law, we cannot have elections. Bull effing shit. Okay? Bullshit. Bullshit. The United States of America should not be supplying anything to a dictator that does not hold elections. Zelensky's five-year term is over at the end of 2024, but he says he will extend indefinitely his presidency until the war is over. He has made similar comments about Ukraine's parliamentary elections, which are due to be held in October of this year. In other words, there is no freedom in Nazi-loving land of Ukraine. Zelensky is, well, he's a New World Order puppet. Well, how can they have elections in Iraq during the war, during the occupation of the United States? How can they have elections anywhere? Yeah, you really can't really well, can you? In fact, if you didn't hear, the European Soviet Socialist Union, France and Germany So I was answering somebody in the chat room. I guess that's one thing you shouldn't do because then it distracts your mind. Okay. But here in the United States, the Biden crime family is going down. They're being exposed because the Democrat Party wants to really get rid of them. Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. Okay. Domestic censorship cover-up and the collusion with big tech. CISA tried to hide the fact that there was a public-private partnership to censor the speech of Americans and destroy the First Amendment in these United States. Truly is, well, a crazy plan, isn't it? But as I said the other day or this morning, CISA needs to be obliterated. Okay? These are the propaganda arms of the U.S. government that were unleashed by Traitor 44, Barack Obama, and then put into American society, and then as an umbrella to filter information, to make sure that you don't have wrong think, to make sure that you will join, that you will be assimilated into the national Stanford Milgram Prison Project, run by the Department of Homeland Security, CISA, and their private partners around the world. They are working to take you into a semi-reality state so they can have one foot in reality and one foot in la-la land, so you and your brain are susceptible to the brainwashing algorithms, programs, and the words that you have been, that your subconscious has been subjected to and has been compromised. Messages and meetings show that CISA considered establishing an anti-MDM misinformation rapid response team to physically deploy across the United States, okay? They aren't even doing this just online. They are literally going into actual deep state propaganda mode. The head of former's legal, Vijay Gaddy, noted that the idea of a rapid response team must include the ability to engage whether or not a cyber component is present. In other words, they are working to brainwash you at the deepest levels of your psychology, of your id, of your ego, of all everything you have in your brain can potentially be compromised. They're literally planning to interfere with the election again, and CISA is going to be involved in the censorship to save Joe Biden. But here's the thing. For this censorship model to come in and exist, people have to have an idea of some of it, that it is legitimate, okay? So there is a high probability that Donald Trump will be elected because they have to attempt to, one, maintain the appearance of a fair and balanced constitutional republic. They also want to disarm people so they don't think and they don't know that everything they are saying and thinking is essentially has been programmed into their brains by the United States government. Most Americans today are like third to fifth graders that are eagerly lapping up all of the information that they get from their teacher. In this case, the teacher itself is the mainstream media. And the corrupted reporting that people are getting. Yeah. After Ukraine failed to capitalize on the Wagner turmoil, the U.S. sent $500 million more dollars in weapons. I believe we should send them incoming and take out the current Ukrainian leadership because, well, it is just corrupted, okay? 250 Hollywood celebrities sign a letter demanding big tech censor anyone who opposes trans surgeries for children. You bunch of sick, I can't use that kind of language here on Revolution Radio, and you are lucky. 250 perverted pedophile loving celebrities? What are their names? So we cannot watch their movies. So we can boycott them. So we don't want to destroy their records. We don't, listen, here's the thing. You don't want to destroy all of your memorabilia and all that other stuff, right? From these celebrities and other people that you're boycotting. That's not what you do. You sell it dirt cheap so they can sell new memorabilia. So they can't sell new t-shirts. They can't sell new DVDs or vinyl records because there's such a supply of cheap-ass pre-bought used items out here that people just won't buy from them. Buy the used stuff. Give somebody else the money. Don't give it back to the major corporations or their Hollywood executives or the, you know, the idiots themselves. Hey, who are these idiots, right? I mean, who are the 250 pedophile-loving celebrities? A letter was just sent to the CEOs of Meta, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter by GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, and the Human Rights Campaign, and signed by hundreds of famous names, including Amy Schumer. Is she famous? Who in the heck is that? Jamie Lee Curtis. I recognize that liberal nut. Judd Apatow. Patrick Stewart. Oh, God. Yeah, Star Trek, Demi Lovato, Anna Grande. Yeah, hey, didn't Bill Clinton molest her? I mean, we have to ask for the truth. Yeah. It states that there has been a massive systemic failure to prohibit hate, harassment, and malicious LGBTQ disinformation on your platforms, and it must be addressed. Well, leave the platform. Go start your own platform. Drags and who else for whatevers. Anyway, we'll be right back. I hear station promotions. Lines are going to open up here shortly. The phone line.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of a library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
All right. Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are around the world. This is your host, Mitchell Bupp, setting in for Dr. James Fetzer. Jim, I wanted to report, tell everybody, Jim is now resting at home. Hopefully his wife will jam and leave him rest. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Jim. God bless you. I hope you're doing well, and I hope, you know, recovery kind of comes along. I know it's going to be sore, and it may be kind of slower because of your age, but Jim will be back. I can guarantee you that. All right. Well, I guess I might as well open up the phone lines. That's right. Give us a call, 540-352-4452, and join us today here on revolution.radio. Don't matter who you are, you can give us a call, and I'm going to continue with news and information. I'm going to pull up my show notes from this morning. Of course, if you're not aware, I'm not on Revolution Radio anymore. And I stream 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on Rumble.com. Just going to go over there and look for Mitchell Bupp, the Revolution in the Morning Show. Or, of course, those Trump assassination files. They are all over there. And so come on down and get news and information that you need. What else we got? Let's see. Where are we at here? Let's get over here and see what news and information we have. Lukashenko, from President Premier Belarus, confirms that the Wagner leader, Prozoyskin, has arrived in Belarus and has urged Putin not to kill him. Okay. Yeah. Whether how that's going to work out, I can't say. Okay. So, yeah. I hope y'all are having a great day. I got to get a couple of these notices out of the way so I can know exactly what's going on here on my own Skype. Let's see. What else we got? Gone, and their history. The two pro-trans marketing executives who destroyed Bud Light and turned Anheuser-Busch into Transheuser-Busch has, well, left the building. They have been essentially fired for destroying what amounts to $30 billion in market equity and over corporate overhead for Anheuser-Busch. But what we have to understand is that Anheuser-Busch is not an American beer. It is an international brand's beer, an international corporation that moved its other beer, Modelo, Mexican beer brand, I believe, Mexican or Spanish. And where did it go? Oh, that's right. It went into the number one slot and replaced Transheuser-Busch's Bud Light. It looks more and more like the strategic destruction of an American company by an international conglomerate, so they could gain more market shares for beers that are effectively outside of the United States of America. Georgetown University proves they're a hack college, so to speak, as they have hired Dr. Anthony Fauci as a distinguished professor of infectious diseases. Truth is, Dr. Fauci should be prosecuted for manslaughter and murder around the world. Organized crime that we see today by government, by this deep state political system, it rewards those that do its bidding. And it has a continual persecution against those who stand against it, like Donald J. Trump. Yeah. What else we got going on here? Dun, 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 dun. The White House and the press briefing office has now decided that it must delete undesirable reporters and their words at the White House press office. Tired of being passed over, ignored because they are a independent outlet, and they ask pointed questions, particularly of the the woman who claims that her presence in the at the podium makes history every day. God, what an ego. What a damn, I mean, their mind is blown up. Their head is swelled with more shit than they can shovel. God, talk about an arrogant effing retard. That's right, it takes a little bit of tooling. Takes a little bit of tooling in my brain. Yeah. Why? Oh, that's right. Because I have to think about my F-bombs on Revolution Radio. What else we got going here? Kamala Harris, the first blowjob lady of the United States of America. The disgrace. She's an absolute disgrace. Has the worst net negative rating of any vice president in NBC's poll in the history of the poll. Now, that might be because, well, Kamala Harris got her start in politics on the poll. How is that? Well, she was on the poll. Yeah, Wee Willie's poll, under the desk, giving him, let's just say, making his eyeballs come together and turn as she performed her prosecutorial duties under the desk. What a shameful, what a terrible example for the youth in America, particularly the women that believe they can whore their way to the top of the political spectrum and anything else. Pride Month, almost over. Except now Biden's transsexual rear butt admiral says that it's a summer of pride. Look, who cares? You know, who gives a rat's ass whether you take it in the ass or whether you have a vagina or not? Who cares? You know, it's really telling about a person who has to wear their sexuality on their shoulder like it's a chip. And then they walk it around and they throw it in your face. And you're like, well, who gives a shit? You're still a human being. You're still, you don't get any special privileges. And this is what this is all about. This is creating classes of warfare by the Democrat Party, just as the Democrat Party once created the KKK. Now they have critical race training, critical race theory. They have corporate fascism in the form of ESG. And they have outright bias, discrimination, and wholesale racism that is used with this diversity, equity, and inclusive movement. It is a movement of specific racism and sexism privilege. This is about giving privilege within a society, including educational privilege, to people who are mentally unbalanced and demand that you confirm. They demand that you approve. They demand that you codify their sexual dysphoria. Look, I don't expect them to codify my cisgender. I don't expect people to codify a straight woman, a straight girl, you know, a straight man, you know, straight people. Why in the world should all of society get down on their knees and bend the knee to essentially approve of this gender dysphoria fad that is going on? I mean, these people might as well eat effing goldfish. Doesn't surprise me. Listen, it doesn't surprise me if the elite don't start bringing eating goldfish back because they're small, you can grow them, and you can survive, and they can get protein and meat from them. These people have really lost their minds. A U.S. official has admitted that 15% of the Bradley fighting vehicles sent to Ukraine have already been captured or destroyed. Yeah. Sheer crazy, isn't it? It certainly is. Dun, 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 dun. I guess we'll go over here to some of last night's Trump assassination file news. We'll get you some good stuff that's coming in and going out about everything that's going down. Matt Getz wants to know who wiped the phones on the Mueller team. Who was the coordinating person? I would be willing to bet Andrew Weissman. That's what I have to say. I believe that Andrew Weissman should have been put in front of a federal grand jury and examined for up to 6 weeks. 8 hours a day. Just for the simple fact that he is a criminal lawyer who's now a law professor teaching college students how to be crooks. Yeah. The inept Kevin McCarthy has teased the impeachment of Merrick Garland after the IRS bombshells. Kevin McCarthy is a joke. He is a ballless, gutless, clueless leader that doesn't really know how to smack the ass. He doesn't know how to take the Democrat Party to task when he has clear and compelling, number one, evidence, and number two, clear and compelling facts that require action against the president, against the leader, the director of the FBI, the director of Department of Homeland Security, even. I believe Mayorkas is also implicated in some of these crimes because he has been working to hide the evidence from Congress. And I believe that there are emails and there are messages between Merrick Garland and Mayorkas and Department of Homeland Security Mayorkas and Christopher Wray from the FBI. I believe that there are communications between these three to play shell games with the evidence against the Biden crime family in an effort to hide the truth and to keep the toilet known as Joe Biden installed in the White House. So traitor 44 Barack Obama will get another term in office after he has his third term. In fact, this is what happened. Joe Biden is Barack Obama's president. Barack Obama has essentially been running Joe Biden's office behind the scenes. This is one reason why you really haven't seen Obama around, because his policies are the ones that Biden is implementing. And by protecting Biden, they are protecting Obama. Because I don't believe that Joe Biden just got $10 million and Barack Obama never knew about it. Barack Obama got money from these groups of people in Ukraine also. And I think that's the biggest secret that they're trying to keep. that Traitor 44, the first black president of the United States of America, used his office to commit high crimes and misdemeanors because, for the simple fact, he was the first black president and they couldn't impeach him for fear of a backlash from the big lying Marxists, from the black community, because blacks are disadvantaged. And they commit all kinds of crimes. And they shouldn't be prosecuted for those crimes. So why should the first president, black president of the United States of America, be punished and held accountable for the crimes that he committed while in office? Barack Obama should be put in Gitmo. Joe Biden should be put in Gitmo. I don't give a shit about their civil rights of the traitorous bastards against America. The January 6th, look at what they're doing to the people on the January 6th shit. Okay? Understand, January 6th, 2021, was the American Reichstag, when agents of the United States government agitated protesters and participated in the breaking in of the U.S. Capitol, and that the secret plan was to get as many people inside the Capitol building and then slam the door shut like a rat trap. And they were hoping that they would all then take to destroying the Capitol building. See, this is the biggest problem that Democrats have. Okay? Democrats believe you have when you have a riot, that they would have ended up just like the riots over the summer of 2020, where cities were half district areas were burnt to the ground. That's what happened. And the Democrats believe that if they could get these people into the Capitol building, that they would destroy the Capitol building the same way the big lying Marxists and KKK Klantifa had the summer of hate and fire and destruction. That's what they prayed for. Hey, we got a call from 586. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Hi, Mitchell. Not much going on here today. Thought I'd call and tell you about my visit to my auto repair man today.
Oh, heavens.
He told me that 10 days before the media or the government or anybody was talking about lockdowns at the beginning of the COVID crisis, he got a call from Comcast. Actually, it was a conference call with some government official and Comcast. And he does the work locally for the Comcast trucks. That's his bread and butter. Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of money repairing Comcast trucks. Anyway, they told him that what was going to happen about the lockdowns, and that he was going to be considered an essential service because they've got to keep the Comcast trucks on the road, because they've got to keep people's TVs and internet working so they can be informed about this and that and COVID and how many people are dying and how many bodies are stacking up in the freezers at the hospitals and stuff. And he also said that they told him should they declare martial law, that he'll get a special pass so he can drive back and forth to work and stuff. Of course, we all know they didn't declare martial law in this country, but now it sounds like that's what they actually were thinking about doing, which sounds a little spooky to me. And they really kind of did that in Australia, you know, telling people they couldn't come out after a certain hour and things like that.
Oh, yeah, Canada. Canada have all kinds of restrictions? They have the problem here in the United States called the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And not only that, but, you know, during COVID, I did not comply with most of the masking requirements. Now, when I was going to the VA hospital, I did wear a mask. But when I was going in all these stores, Walmart and Kroger's and Food Lion and other grocery stores and department stores and hardware stores, Home Depot and Lowe's and stuff, I never wore a mask. I just waved them off and said, no, thank you. I'm good. And just walked right past them.
I got into a couple arguments with the greeters at the local Myers shopping store. I got some 70-year-old lady dropped an F-bomb on me. I couldn't believe it. But another time a cashier said, well, I'm not checking him out. And she just walked away and they had to get a different cashier to check me out. I got tired of arguing with people, though. And so I drove to Florida where things were a little more open up down there. And the only hassle I had there was they wouldn't let me buy some groceries at a Cuban market without my mask on. So we cursed each other and I left.
Yeah, well, it's still mass psychosis. I mean, it really is this whatever they have going on now. They have a direct line in the subconscious of people, and they have, you know, I've talked about this on my other shows, where, you know, the placebo effect, you know, where people take a drug and think that it's real and it actually has a physical real effect on them. That's the power of the mind is unbelievable.
Yeah,
they essentially have this placebo effect. You know, it used to be about 25% of people on, you know, because they had to keep track of it because of drug trials and such, because, you know, people have this ability to actually heal themselves in some cases. And they found that the placebo effect is now near 35%. That 35% of people, if they take something or ingest it, or even I would imagine hear it and believe it internally, that they turn it into a physical reality in the return.
Well, so, I don't know. That vaccine seems to be kicking in a negative way for a lot of people. My brother-in-law and sister both took it probably a couple years ago. And
got to break.
My brother-in-law in
the
hospital.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second and tell us about that right after the break. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 540-352-4452.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it, that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes, that Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, howdy, howdy, everybody. I'm back. This is Mitch setting in for Jim Fetzer. Jim is at home now and on the mend. I'm sure he's quite sore. They cracked his chest open, and I kind of laughed because they probably made him walk up and down the hallways the next day or the day after or 2 days after his surgery. That's part of the normal thing they do today. So they get you up, they get you going. They want to make sure all the plumbing is they put in is working correctly. So God bless you, Jim. I know you'll be feel better. I'm going to try to give him a call later, everybody. Just wanted to tell you. But right now we're here on the show. We got our caller, and yeah, you know, he is absolutely right. This lockdown, you know, it was a planned escalatory thing. They told you 2 weeks to bend the curve. And they knew that they were going to extend this for years, for as long as they could get away with the power trip. And now pieces of information about how they did it, why they did it, and of course their mechanisms that they use to implement this thing with. Our caller has a story about those.
Well,
all right, are you still there? He is. All right.
Yeah, still here. With reference to the lockdowns and all the BS they tried to run by us, I don't think they were worried about violating the Constitution. They do that every day. I think it was the fact that we're armed and dangerous. I mean, I went up and bought a 9mm pistol because I had visions of some white coats coming to my door trying to jab me with a vaccine or shot that I didn't want. And they probably saw the increase in gun sales and stuff and said, backed off a little bit with their plans because they weren't ready for armed revolt or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, my brother-in-law, who's a vegetarian, he worked at manual labor all his life, so he wasn't in bad health. He was a little paunchy. He didn't smoke, drank a little beer. My sister came home and found him lying on the floor a week and a half ago, and he suffered a stroke, a very bad stroke. And
did you hear
took him to the hospital, found out the stroke was precipitated by atrial fibrillation, which according to Erica Kahn on the Rents radio show, is just one of the main things that's happening to these people that have been vaxxed. So they come down with AFib and strokes. And so he has
I'm
no
so sorry to hear that.
Movement on his left side now because it was main mid-cerebral artery that was occluded. And, you know, we're praying for him. I hope he makes a recovery. But I dare not say anything to my sister or him about what I think caused it, because they would just shut down
It's, you know, this, if you would suggest that it's possibly the vaccine, you know, they would, it challenges every basic concept they have of the medical system, if you would suggest that, because that would, it would put the regulatory people who approved it, it would put them in the spotlight of essentially being, you know, guilty and not doing the job they should have, the pharmaceutical companies and everybody in between, including the people who jabbed.
Yeah. I mean, I worked in the medical field for 33 years, and I won't go near doctors or hospitals unless I absolutely have to now, because I guess I know too much. My sister is a registered nurse, but she seems to think they still have our best interests in mind. I'm very doubtful of that these days.
Well, no, I understand your doubt, you know, and in March, you know, I was going to the VA hospital in Salem, Virginia, and I fired them. And when I told them, I started to communicate with them through this My Health VA system, where I was able to document, essentially send them text messages and emails about my health condition, my concerns. And, you know, it turns out that, you know, when I go in and talk to somebody, what I say to them, you know, really doesn't really get put into the system. You know, they pretty much write in their own little story of why you're there and everything else, you know, along the way. And, you know, being a person that served 3 years in the Marine Corps at Camp Lejeune. And, you know, my right kidney is, well, it might function 40%, I think. But they won't document it. Okay. And I've got all these signs of kidney disease, you know, and my GFR, my kidney rate, you know, is almost down to where they're going to have to take medical action on it. But they won't document it into my VA medical file. And it all boils down to, because then they are liable for the kidney because of the Camp Lejeune Act.
Oh, okay. You think you were poisoned somehow with the...
Oh, I know I was. Oh, God, I have a pretty vivid memory of some of times, not all the times, because there were times when the water almost tasted like you were in a dry cleaning store and you were picking up your laundry. And that's, you know, that chemical dry cleaning taste, the water actually tasted like that. And go ahead.
Everybody just drank it because they figured that, oh, the government wouldn't give us anything that would hurt us, right?
No, I know there were complaints about the water. But, you know, when your captain, your colonels, and your generals say, just drink the water, shut the hell up, you know? We had, our earplugs were our fingers, okay? You know, we didn't have earplugs. I laugh because they had this... thing where the servicemen were getting hearing aids and disability for hearing loss. And, you know, they were saying that they had a bad batch of earplugs during a certain set of years. And I kind of laughed because earplugs, we stuck our fingers in our ears, you know, that was what our earplugs were. It's just crazy, because it wasn't about 3 to 6 months after I got there, I I volunteered to become the Jeep driver. So I drove the Jeep, I drove ammo and shuffled the captain and the lieutenants around. And down at the motor pool in the industrial area, that was one of the hot spots that the lawyers are concentrating on, because all the people that were in that area, including people I know, you know, I know a guy that has bladder cancer, and he was a mule driver. Now, I don't know if he even thinks about that, but he spent a lot of time down at the motor pool. And where the motor pool was one of the, I guess, the contaminated hot spots. But there were, I think, if I remember right, there were 8 of the 12 wells that were at Camp Lejeune were contaminated with some types of some kind of chemicals and who knows what. Now, what I will tell everybody who was in the military, that to look at the base that you were stationed at and understand that, you know, Army bases, Air Force bases, Marine bases, you know, air bases, you know, any kind of base you were on, you have to check and see if what kind of crap that you were exposed to. Because it is, you know, it was, I don't know if I want to call it just outright neglect, you know, it's the five monkeys thing where, well, it was done like that when we got here. So, you know, and that was prevalent in the 40s and 50s, 60s. And there really wasn't much environmental cleanup for war chemicals, you know?
Well, I can't believe that the military and the people that talk for them or whatever are still talking about depleted uranium as something that's okay to use on the battlefield and stuff. And they're denying that all those burst effects and stillbirths and stuff in Iraq.
In Fallujah and in Kosovo also. Yeah, that is absolutely disgusting. This, you know, and I
they
think
make their own rules.
Yeah. Here's one of the things that I think about this depleted uranium situation is it's a toxic waste off of something. You know? And what they do is it's basically another way to get rid of toxic waste to turn it into a product because it's super hard. It's like the fluoride, you know, fluoride goes into your bones. It's a toxin, a neurotoxin to the body. The body can filter out 97, 98% of it, but there's that little percentage left. So what does the body do? It encapsulates it into the hardest pieces of the body, which are the bones, like the teeth, you know, and the bones. And, you know, that's why your teeth get hard from fluoride, because your body's trying to get the toxins trapped in stuff that it won't harm you. It's madness.
A bad trade-off.
What's that?
It sounds like a bad trade-off just to get your teeth a little harder.
Oh, yes. It is a severe trade-off.
I can remember as a small boy, and it felt like torture, going to the dentist, having these hard gauze pieces stuck up between my gums and my teeth with impregnated with fluoride, and I'd have to just sit there for, seemed like hours, but it was probably just minutes, you know, and taste this awful stuff because they were treating my teeth so they'd be impregnable to cavities. I got all kinds of candy when I was a kid because I ate lots of candy like most kids do. So it didn't really work anyway.
I know. I remember in elementary school, it was like a red, they gave a tablet of fluoride. It was red. And they actually went around to every desk in the room. Everybody eat this. Let's see. You had to chew it in your mouth and show your teeth to the damn teachers. And you think about that, you're thinking, oh my God, you know, was that just part of the fluoride part of the scopolamine type action that you get, you know, where people are mind controlled more easily. That's one of the supposed side effects of fluoride, is that people become weak-minded, essentially.
The more I look around me and the more I talk to people these days, I think that might be the case. They're impregnable to new ideas or new thoughts or different ways of looking at things. And
oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if like the New York Times tells the media, the world, that you have to look at Joe Biden and his crimes as a certain way. And people then, instead of looking at, you know, oh, it's poor Hunter Biden, the crackhead. We have to, you know, it's because he was on crack and he was strung out on drugs. The rest of the family never had anything to do with it, you know. It's stuff like that where they just try to pass the implausible or the impossible off on, you know, on the people.
Well, it is mass mind control, I believe. Anyway, Mitchell, thanks for taking my call, and I'll let you close out the show on your own.
Well, hey, thank you.
Without the call. And talk to you again in the future. Thanks.
I'm sure we will. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. God bless you. Yeah, everybody, come on down and join us. Yeah, 540-352-4452. We got about 10 minutes of the show left. It's crap. It's a crazy day. That's what I'll say, but it's a good day because I'm here to complain about it. Nah, man, is that being a pessimist? Is that the glass half full or is that the glass half empty? Will the government even allow us to say the glass is half empty? The glass is half full. We can't even say if someone has testicles. Do you have balls? Yes. You know, somebody's going to have to come out with, you know, one of those cat in a hat, like Sam I Am and Sam I Ain't books. Oh, God, help them all. Biden Department of Education Pride Seminar advocates puberty blockers for kids. Children, talking about teachers hiding their transitions from their parents. These people are committing crimes against the families of their students. They should be imprisoned for sexual abuse. That is, well, crazy. If you live in the Northeast United States, get ready. 93 million Americans and Canadians, I imagine, are set. Oh, this is the Northeast United States, are set to be blanketed by more smoke from Canada going up in flames because of its president, basically. Hell has come to Canada. Justin Trudeau. Oh, no, I'm sorry. They're wildfires. Here, I thought it was just Satan Trudeau, you know, Castro's little baby boy, being the leader of Canada. And don't forget the socialists and the fascist communists in Mexico. Yeah, look, it's a narco state. They're warlords that control vast areas of Mexico. Yeah. Crazy, ain't it? New York is, well, looking at some unhealthy air out there on the western tip. Eastern Lake of Ontario and central New York, unhealthy for sensitive groups with 101 to 150 particles per billion, I believe, maybe. But anyway, smoke's coming down from Canada. looks like it's going to hit, you know, Michigan, Ohio, New York. But it appears it's going to go, you know, appears to be as far east as Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. So you can go to the Weather Center, Prediction Center, and look and see where the smoke is shifting. Romulus, Michigan, hazardous. Norway, Grove, Wisconsin, very unhealthy. Ottawa, Wisconsin. Akron, Ohio. Bloomington, Indiana. They say it has, it's very, very unhealthy for people that has respiratory type illnesses. Yeah. I wonder what news information we got that just came out. What do we got that's hot, that's fresh off the from the prostitutes in America? Did I talk about those Hollywood celebrities demanding the big tech censor everybody? I think I did. Tucker Carlson dared to ask, why exactly are we at war with Russia? Yeah. Hey, why are we at war with Russia? Because we stole Ukraine and they complained? That's exactly why. Biden's new Freudian slip for the ages. Just the other day, you know, just the other day, Joe Biden said, God save the Queen. Biden has Iraq on his mind, apparently. Maybe he reads Zero Hedge. Anyway, Biden, let me see. Are we? Yeah, we're still sharing. Biden had this to say. What the hell did he say? Huh. What the hell is that coming from? Well, that's weird. No, seriously. Where the hell is the music coming from? I don't... I'm hearing music in my earpiece, and... Oh, really? I got to just turn that damn the Revolution Radio chat room. I think that's what was playing. Well, I'm going to have to check and see. Is there something on the server? Did somebody come in early? I mean, I have to ask these questions. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Come on down and join us, revolution.radio. We'll be here Monday through Friday with Dr. James Fetzer. Yeah, still. There it is. I don't know why you must have hung on the phone. Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. We got about 3 minutes left here. I didn't see that. Huh. Well, evidently that was me. Hope y'all are having a great day. We were off to a rocky start this morning. In fact, I did my morning show on Rumble starting, I believe, at 6:30. I ran 6:30 to 7:30 just because of all the moving and all the transportation I had to do today and tomorrow afternoon. So anyway, I hope y'all are having a great day and you are changing the world today. Because you are the ones that make the world better. You do change the world, just whether it's a kind word to a person that is feeling down, and you just open the door and say hello, God bless you, thank you. You know, being nice. So yeah. Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene announce a move to defund the director of the ATF, says the ATF abuses in rulemaking authority, legislating through the executive, and is making a mockery of the separation of powers mandated by the Constitution. Yeah. Clear and crazy evidence today, isn't it? Dun, 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 dun. What else we got? Nestle backtracks on Kit Kat's carbon neutral pledge as tree planting comes into question. So when you're a candy maker, you're make some product and you're going to smooge and kiss the butt of people and say, look, I'm carbon neutral, buy my Kit Kat. Well, it turns out Kit Kat, it's just a, well, marketing pledge and not an actual program. So, yeah. Anyway, so they won't be planting trees to offset their stuff. They'll be using in-house programs. In other words, they have found the way to beat the system and game it and claim they're all at the same time, and a win, and a win for the corporation, and of course, a major loss for the world. All right, we're coming here to the end of the show. Thanks, everybody.
To a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
I don't
dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global